When Pam DeShiel moved back to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, she couldn't believe the kind of things that people were saying about her neighborhood.
People were saying, well, the Ninth Ward should be a drainage ditch. There's no way it can possibly come back.
DeShiel is the co-director of the Lower Ninth Ward Center for Sustainable Engagement and Development. And after the storm, she became one of the leaders demanding the city be built back exactly as it had been before. New houses put up where old ones had been knocked down, social services restored to all neighborhoods, and most importantly, levees. Levees big enough and strong enough to protect the city from anything a hurricane could throw at it.
That was the fundamental argument and discussion back then. That was the battle.
But DeShiel's thinking has changed over the past couple of years. The levees that were promised after Katrina still haven't been completed. DeShiel says eventually she gave up on them and started looking for other solutions.
You know, you've got to move and you got to go forward. At this point, we are not protected. So we got to act like that and deal accordingly.
Levees and all of that are great, but they're not going to be the salvation of this area.
That's Marco Cucito-Manic. He's with the Greater New Orleans Foundation. That's one of the groups involved in rebuilding the city.
We can't just lobby for bigger walls, higher walls. The truth is that New Orleans can never be sufficiently protected from flooding. So everyone has to adopt what in this area is a brand new mindset.
Cucito-Manic calls that new mindset resilience planning. That's making small local changes to help the city manage floodwater rather than trying to hold it back at all costs. It's a strategy that's being implemented in the Lower Ninth Ward by Pam DeShiel's group and others. A lot of these groups have moved away from pushing for more levees. Instead, they're building raised houses on higher ground and making sure they're properly weatherized. They're perfecting evacuation plans, so when evacuations do have to happen, they're quick and orderly. And they're installing permeable surfaces and rain gardens to reduce surface water. Now, these kinds of changes won't prevent flooding, but they will limit the devastation that sometimes goes hand in hand with it. Cucito-Manic says measures like these could actually set an example for other cities that face rising sea levels in the next century. Think New York or Miami or Boston.
I know that it's somewhat difficult to think of New Orleans as leading in much, but I think this is really our opportunity to do something ourselves. And so if we work correctly, if we think moderately intelligently, we can actually become a global center for learning how to cope with water and you know, use water as an asset rather than as something that threatens our existence.
As for Pam DeShiel, her focus is on the Lower Ninth Ward. I asked her to tell me what she thought the neighborhood would look like in 20 years.
I would see rain gardens, strong green infrastructure. I see a new sewer system. I see the Lower Ninth Ward recognized as the community that helped lead the way towards a sustainable future for all of us. Oh, I got good dreams.
Yeah. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.